Another word says the Hebrew visa, there was a Gaisha girl. Hebrew visa, that's tonight, because there's a young Gaisha girl. She was found between the barrels of wine. She was holding some foam bubbles in her hand. So the question is, most probably this foam came from the barrel of wine, so most probably she put her hand inside the barrel of wine, so the barrel should be asa. Oh, my Rava, no. Chamer Shari, still this barrel of wine is muta. Aim again, I'll go to Kula and say, Migaba de Chavita Shaklasei. Most probably the foam like was running down the side of the barrel, and she caught it on the outside of the barrel, so she did not touch the inside of the barrel. So again, we could go to Kula. So even though right now when we look at the barrel, we do not see any foam on the outside of the barrel. There's only some left inside, but nothing on the outside of the barrel. Ema, we have a right to say, Isramuya Isramile. But when she was there, at the time when she went there, the bubbles are still flowing over on top. Now they're not there anymore. When she was there, we have right to say that's where she touched it from, so therefore we'll make her. Kula is a big cool over here. Even though we don't have a right. So Rashi says, "Oh, Vedafka is only Kula Revisa. She's a young girl. The Eina Yadas Vetiv. She doesn't know what it means to make Nisach. So she has no Ataiva. She's not Mosra Nashav to touch it. But a Gdele Nechnami, if you find a big guy near the wine, Avadet Viyasa. Because then the Mukhura, once he touches the outside, must probably touch the inside also. So then we would not be Mekel. Hahu Pul Musa. There was like an army. The Solagli Nadoi came into Nadoi. And Paschal Chavit Tuva, they opened up a lot of barrels of wine. So Shalom, did they touch the wine or not? Kiyosi Ravdimi Yomar Uv Dehevi Kaimah the Rebbe Lezer. One stop in a case like this in front of Rebbe Lezer. Vishari, and he said all the barrels of wine are muta. Well, a lot of Jews that still drink the wine. And Velo Yadani, he wasn't sure why. E Mishum Disavlo Kareb Lezer. Maybe I was like Rebbe Lezer the Yomar Sofik Biator. Again, this army, we have a Sofik, whether they were Jews or Goyim. We're not sure. So it's a suffix whether a guy came in here altogether or not. That's called suffix B, you go to Kula. Or maybe no, or Mishum de Sava, Ruba the Adli Badi Pamusi is running. Not because there's a doubt of 50-50 chance, but just the opposite. There was rave. We know rave people in this army were Jews. So then, Ihochi Eve, suffix B, suffix Magahu. Well, said me that I mishum what the sava maybe as suffix ruba the asli by the woman so you son know maybe roiv was what was Jews.
Yeah.
Rashi says you son know the asli the boss of ruba like a snake is no suffix. But the yochi if so high suffix bia. So why is it called the suffix bia suffix mago? It's called the suffix mago. Yeah. Kiva niftuche tuva emuradait. What's this question here? One said, keep it. Yeah.
For the money, so they touch the wine.
I mean, the first question was in the first case. Like, how could you say this diamond to Rebbe Lezer? According to the Khan in the first case. How could you say it was like Rebbe Lezer over here? High Suffolk B, a Suffolk Magu. According to the second terrace, would be good. Rove with them with Jews, you go to Kuna, go after Rife. But according to the first terrace, is what, even though it's a Suffolk? But you go according to Rebbe Lezer. That says Suffolk B is Mutter. Why is it called the Suffolk B over here? The Meister, they opened up all the barrels of wine. So they mamish, it's a Suffolk, did they touch it or not? We know for sure they were near the barrel. This is not called a Suffolk B. It's called a Suffolk, whether they touched it or not. So Mar says, yes. Kiva de Miftache Tuve. Listen, they opened up 1,000 barrels. They're not going to drink no 1,000 barrels. So obviously we see what was their intention of opening up the barrels. They opened it up on an asper steel. They thought maybe they'll find gold or silver inside the barrels. That's why they opened them up. As if they just had time to drink wine, they would have opened up 5, 10. How many barrels can you drink? Just 5 or 10. Here that they opened up 1,000 barrels, that shows us that their intentions were not just to drink the wine. Their intentions were to look for the money. If so, Kesovic be a dummy. This seems like a Suffolk Bia, even though the guy was standing by the barrel, we have a good doubt maybe never put his hand inside the barrel, because he's looking for money. And when he sees that's full of wine, there's a good reason to say he just left it alone. So therefore, this considered like that's the first heretz, that even though it wasn't Rav Yisraelim, it was only a Suffolk, whether it was a Jew or whether it was a guy, it's also considered Suffolk oil. whether the guy would touch it at all or not. There's a good doubt he would not touch it, because they're only interested in money, and therefore we say it's mutter. Hahi misuvisa, there was an attendant ahead, what you call a manager, the there was a manager of the wine factory, and she gave over the keys to the store, whatever, to the store, she gave over her keys to a guy. And inside the store was wine. Now the guy outside has the key to the store. Some Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Blaza, Uv the Hefe Be Midrash, once that became the Beis Medrash, for Yomru they said, Loi Masru Lo Ela Shmiras Nasech Levad, that the manager only gave over the keys to the guy. He did not, she did not give him permission to go inside the store. The door is locked. She only gave him permission to hold the keys, that's all. But you have no right to walk inside. If so, the wine inside is mutter. Because if this guy goes inside the store, he looks like a ganef. He has no permission to come inside. Even though I give you the keys to watch, it does not mean that you have a right to walk inside and check it out. It only means to say, hold on to my keys. So of course it depends what you told the guy. If you told the guy, come inside and check it out once a week, once a day, then about a biyasa. If the guy has permission to come inside, that's the cloud before where he's not nitpas like a ganef, then it's asa. But they were talking about he has no right at all to walk inside. He has no business inside. So only question, when you gave him the key, what did you mean to say by giving him the key? That's the maskana. All you meant to say was just, watch the keys, that's all. But you have no right to walk inside. Therefore, the guy is afraid to walk inside of Benitzvah, the ganef, or the one will be mutter. Omer Abaya, Afana, Narmatanina. What's the learn like this? Afana, Narmatanina. Says, Hamoisa, Maftechus, the Amoris. If you give over your keys to your house, where you have your truma, where you have your tyrus inside the house, so tyrus of tyrus, what's inside the house is still Torah. We're not afraid the Amoris goes inside and touches it. Why? We see clearly that you only gave him the keys to watch the keys, but he has no permission at all to go inside the house. Therefore, the tyrus that are inside the house are still Torah. Now we cite this. Once we say that for tyrus we're mekel, to say the Amoris would not go inside, so yainesigli boy, that's for sure for goyosu, we're not afraid the guy will go inside the room and touch the wine. So lememu, what do you mean to tell me the tyrus of alima be yainesig? That yes, that there's more shmira, there's more of a swirl like they're it's more kal tyrus than it is yainesig. So you see there by Amoris he would not touch the tyrus for sure, a guy would not touch the wine. In yes, it's right, true. The Yitman learn like this. Chotzer shel chokul b'mesifus. You have a chotzer there, a yard, that there's only a small fence in between. Dividing up one side is the Jews, and one side is the guys of the Amorites. Some are after Tyrus of Timaeus. If an Amorites lives on the other side, you have to be afraid, yes, the Amorites went inside and touched it. But if on the other side of this fence lives a guy, then we say the guy is afraid. So you see, a guy is more of afraid to touch wine in a case where it looks like a ganef. In other words, there's a little mechitza dividing our two rishusim. So if you walk over the mechitza, you look like a ganef. What are you doing in my rishus? So you see, a guy is more afraid to touch yayin than an amoris is afraid to touch tyrus. So therefore, here if you tell me that by tyrus, by giving over the key, you only mean to watch the key and not walk inside, you're not afraid to touch the tyrus, the same sort applied by Yain Nesuch also. But rather, the Yain Nesuch will still be, the Yain will be mutter. Even though you gave the key to the room to a guy, and you told him to watch the key, all you meant to tell him was just, watch the key, that's all. He has no right to walk inside, so a guy is afraid to walk inside, but because of Ganef, there will be a Yosef. Right, stop here. Now, Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan says, no, Avtai Reis, Avtai Reis, they're like equal. Since there's a small fence there, for the Amoris to jump over to come into the chover, it looks like he's a ganef. So we're not afraid the Amoris would come over. And therefore, his tyrus is truma left outside is also Torah. Meisav, I have a question like this. It looks like a b'yechid. Meisav, I have a question. It says, ha-penimius shechover. Let's say there are two chotzers, or two houses, one within the other. So the penimius, the inside one, belongs to the chover, the one that's makbid on tyrus. The achitzayin of the outside courtyard, shel amoritz, belongs to the regular amoritz, that's not makbid on tyrus. So it says, oise chover, the one living inside, the inside courtyard, the chover, he has a right, shoteach shom peiris, he could spread out his peiris, his truma, Omliach shom kelim, it can leave his kelim, utensils outside. V'yafal pi sheyodo shel amoritz magas l'shom. Even though the amoritz living in the outside courtyard, he could like stick out his hand, it's close enough for him to just stretch in his hand and touch the peris, touch the kelim. Still we say it's kosher. Zechura kashan rav, there's a kashan rav. That Rav said by Tyrus, it's Timaeus.
Yeah.
Rav says by Namoritz, we're afraid he would jump over the fence and touch your Tyrus. So I come over here, even though the inside chotzer is only the chover, but the outside one, the Amoritz, could just by putting his hand inside touch it, it should be Tamei. Omloch Rav, Rav answers, no. Shani Hosam, the Nitzvah Salokaganif. Here you have no permission at all to be in the inside courtyard. You belong on the outside courtyard. Coming to the inside, you look like a ganef. Here there's no heter. But over there by the chotzer, kokoku, like really they're both shearing the chotzer. Just that there's a small fence in between. So for the Amoritz to stretch over, there he does not look like a ganef. It's in the same courtyard, there he does not look like a ganef. But here from the outside one to the inside one, it looks like he's a robber. He's afraid to come in. We're not afraid he would touch them. Toshima, come in here. We have Shimon ben Gamliel in there. Gagoy shel chover lamalo migagoy shel amoritz. The neighboring houses, one has a higher roof than the other one. The chover lives in the house that has a higher roof, and the amoritz lives in the neighboring house that has a lower roof. So it says, oise chover shetech shem peris. Then they used to use the roofs to spread out peris. He has a right to spread out his fruits of truma. O meniach shem kelim, he can leave his kelim there also. Obavad, but providing those is clearly shaloi tehe yodei shel amoritz magas l'shom, that the amoritz, when he stands on his roof, he cannot stretch out his hand and touch the peris that are on top of the chovers or gak. But mashma, if they are that close, then we have to be afraid the amoritz would touch them. Says so kashal Rabbi Yechanan. Now it's the kashal Rabbi Yechanan. Here, of course, a proof to Rav. That by Tyrus we are afraid the Amoritz will stretch out his hand and touch it. Omloch Rabbi Yechanan, Shani Hosam, here it's different. By two roofs, one next to another, the reason why we're afraid here the Amoritz will stretch out his hand and touch what's on top of the other one's roof, the Yisrael Eshtamute, because he has an excuse why he's touching the other one's roof. Meimaromi has the right to say, maybe the Amoritz, Amitsure kum matzro. Like I plan now to build on to my house. And therefore I have to measure out to know exactly, the meitzah usually means the boundaries, I have to measure them out to know exactly where I can start building my roof. So, my wall. So therefore I have to go on top of your roof, or at least touch your roof, because I have to measure my property. So therefore the Amoritz does not look like a ganef, but he has an excuse, he has a reason why he's touching the other one's roof. So here we're afraid the Amoritz will touch the roof. Therefore if the chover put his peris at the end of his roof, that the Amoritz could touch it, here we say it's Tamei.
What happens?
Comes Tamei. The Amoritz is Tamei. So when he touches the peris, he's Matama the peris, to become Tamei. It's Truma. It's Truma Kachim. He cannot eat it if it's Tamei. It's a question, do we have to be afraid that the Amoritz touched them or not? Toshima. It says, Gagoy shel chover, the chover, the Tamachochim, has a roof. Titzat Gagoy shel Amoritz. Neighboring house, and the Amoritz's gag is right opposite the chover's roof. So oisei chover, this chover, the one that's makpir, that watches his peris, they did not become tamei. He is permitted. He's allowed shereteach shom peris. He can spread out his fruits. O meniach shom kelim v'yafal pi, even though sheyode shel Amoritz magas l'shom. Says the kashal rav. Here we still have Rabbi Yochanan. They were not afraid the Amoritz will stretch out his hand and touch the chover. And Rabbi Yochanan said, we are afraid. Rav says, we are afraid. So it's a kasha on Rav. Omalach Rav. Rav says, true, I admit, this price argues on me. But lav ikar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the koi kavosei. Listen, in the price to before, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds like me, that he held, that we are afraid the Amoritz will stretch out his hand and touch the Tyrus. If so, I know the Yarmik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's not a question on Rav. Rav says, true, it's a machlekes. But I hold, like a Shimon ben Gamliel, that by Tyrus we are afraid the Amoritz will stretch out his hand. So anytime it's possible for the Amoritz to stretch out and touch the Tyrus, the Tyrus of the Chover, we have to be knowing as if we are Tamei. Now the Mishnah says, Bol Shois Shenichnas Soliyir. Bol Shois, that's an army.
an army that comes into the city and they try and steal things. Rashi says, Chayal Shalshem, Shemachavshim v'chotrim. They go and search for things. Korabu Bolshes. The Bolshes, the Yitfas for Bolshes. They go and take everything and grab things. So, who are the Goyim? The Goyish army comes in. So, Bishah Shalom, if there's peace, they're only coming through to visit or to get some food. Then it depends. If a Jew has an open barrel of wine, asurus, he has to be afraid that these army men drank from it, and therefore the wine is yain esach. Stumais, if it's a sealed, closed barrel, and then mutarus, we're not afraid they'll come and break open your barrels. It's peace. They're only coming now to drink, to eat, only if it's opened already. But the shas mulchom, if it's a wartime now, and the army men come in and they're going to war. Then even an open barrel is also mutter. We're not afraid the goyim stopped off to drink some wine. Why? They have no time. They're at war now. They're fighting the enemy. They have no time. Even touch the wine, right? They have no time, right? Look at the bottom places. Mashma filo tuba. Even there's a lot of wine. Well, I'm reading. We do not say that to the minor apostle. Here, we do not say this for we had before that they're looking for money. Can I mean liya gavi pulmis? There by a mob of people coming in. Vayim shem the pulmis boyim lignois. Over there, they're bandits, they're robbers. So they're lignois. Boyim lignois matano. There, they're coming to collect the king's taxes. Lakat ikul meima. They're that to the minor apostle. They're looking for money. Their main purpose now is to collect taxes. But as you do with the tax collectors, used to steal money and take for themselves also. So that made the route to get money. So there we're afraid they're opening the barrels to look inside, to look for money. Well, Bolsha say when they come for the army, here they only come just to eat or to drink. So therefore here we say, if it's Shas Sholem, they are coming to eat and to drink. Therefore, even though they opened up 1,000 barrels, even though there was 1,000 barrels, they're all 1,000 Arosa. Because here we say they do come to eat and drink. So they come b'shas sholem, their purpose now is not to steal money, they're not looking for money, but they're looking for food. Therefore, if the barrels are open, we have to be afraid they drank from them, and the wine would be yayin nesach. Well, Rav Minna, we have a question. It says, Alochom, ir shekav